Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Mystic Records Radio. Coming up, we have Bob Odie.
Hey, Candace, how you doing? Glad to be here.
I know. Glad to have you. And we wish you a very happy, happy birthday, Bob.
Oh, it is already. I mean, the Kings won last night. I mean, you know, things are going good.
Oh. And, you know, we had a lot of fun at your show in Las Vegas at Punk Rock Bowling. It was such a great show. You guys really, really bring it on.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we had so much fun there. It was amazing. I mean, playing with Poison Idea, sharing the stage with them, and you know, had a booth there all 3 days of the festival and got to sell my book there, the Punk Rock Las Vegas Survival Guide, and it was just a great time meeting all the people and just having a good time with all the, you know, all the people that attended. It was wonderful.
It was. I didn't want to go home.
I was
just having too much fun.
Yeah, I stayed all 4 days and it was amazing. And I could have used a couple more days. I usually don't like to stay that long in Vegas, but, Punk Rock Bowling is just one of those amazing events where I can't get enough. As soon as I check out, I want to go back, you know. So I'm already planning to go next year for sure.
There you go. Well, you know, I was only able to stay for 2 days. I have a big ranch in Northern California and horses and animals that depend on me. So I couldn't stay but 2 days. But the 2 days were really great, and you guys really rocked it. I love the Grim, man. You guys are out there so good. So
yeah,
I would like to ask
there,
you
thanks
a
for
little
being,
bit.
Shooting video.
Yes, I did, and I've been working on editing it and getting it up. It came out really, really good. I'm so happy. I filmed it in high definition, and you're going to be really happy when it comes out.
I can't wait to see it.
I know. Me too. Well, I've been seeing bits and pieces of it. editing is boring. But let's get on a better track. No Respect. I love that song. I had to start out the day with that because it's such a good song. Can you enlighten me on how it came to be?
Some of those songs. Yeah, I wrote the song, and you know, all the guys helped arrange the music and put it together. You know, this as far as all the songs back on the Orange album, I mean, it's just very raw and just, you know, just came from the heart. And
that particular song,
yeah, absolutely. That particular song is not about any one person in particular. But, I mean, it was...
But it can fit into just about any situation
on anyone
worldwide.
Right. There was a lot of angst, you know. I was experiencing a whole lot of angst back then. I mean, we wrote some pretty good songs there, angry songs. And I had to get it out there and was so excited to be in the studio and record it and then have Doug put it out. I mean... You know, God bless them, man.
That's right. That's right. Well, and, you know, that's what I love about punk rock. You know, you can get out there and say what you think. I mean, freedom of speech is there. You can talk about how you feel, and, you know, a lot of people can empathize with that, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's one of those songs that still gets the crowd going, still gets the pit spinning, and, you know, I mean, yeah, people go nuts, and we played it there at the Punk Rock Bowling, and it went over pretty well. We had a short set, you know, not being the headliner, you know, opening up for Poison Idea, but
sure.
We really got the crowd warmed up and
really
had a great time, yeah.
Yes, you did. I got some shots, some film shots of the crowd, too. Timmy really gets them going, you know, and everything.
Yeah, he was amazing. You know, he jumped down there and really
got
the crowd going,
I
can say, you know.
Yeah.
In between the barrier, you know, that they've got there to keep the crowd back, he was climbing on the walls of the barrier and just going off. And that was great. I love it when Timmy brings it like that, man. It just makes the whole show so much better, you know.
Yeah, everybody had a good time, and it was peaceful. You know, everybody had fun. They let out aggression. And they enjoyed the music, and there were no fights, there were no stabbings, there were no bad things going on, you know. Everybody was just having a really good time. People from all over came to see that show. The fellow standing next to me hitchhiked all the way from Arizona, is the 25-year-old kid, just to see the Grammys.
That's so awesome. That just makes it all worth it right there, you know, hearing stories like that. And you know, we had the booth, there. We met people from Germany, we met people from Australia and Canada, and people came from all over the globe to go to Punk Rock Bowling. So, you know, any of your listeners that haven't been there in the past, I recommend they go and you know, go next year, because it's just a great time. Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, I'm going to mark my calendar every year. Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I'll see you there. I mean, it's a great time. I've gone now every year since, I think, 2006. I bowled this year, too. Not that I bowled that great. Yeah, I'm not a great bowler or anything like that. But,
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, had a good time just the same, you know.
There you go. Yeah. And that, you know, people from all over the world, you know, your show sold out in the first hour. Tickets were on sale. So those people coming from Germany and Australia and all over the world, they came to see the Grimm, you know. They came to see your show.
I like to think so. I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, we did have some people there. There was one guy from my high school class, man. And it was just like, whoa, you know, and I was so surprised because I had no idea he was going to be there. But it was wonderful. He showed up and said, hey, you don't even know this, but I've been following your band for years. And I was just like, it was wonderful, you know, to hear things like that and hear some of the stories, some of the towns that we had traveled through, you know, in the 80s and 90s, you know. People had stories, and it was just wonderful, you know.
That's heartwarming. He's followed you since you knew him in high school?
Yeah, and
you know, it's
kind of a crack up. You know, he shows up at Punk Rock Bowling. You know, and of course we spend a lot of time together over the weekend. I mean, you know, there's a lot of downtime, a lot of hanging out by the pool and things like that. It was just great to just bump into him, and you know, and just the whole thing. You know, it was wonderful.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, the Grimm has a cassette that has come out, and if people want to buy the Grimm's new cassette, it's at Cobraside today. They're having open house, and it's Cobraside Distribution at 3629 San Fernando Road in Glendale, California, and the doors open in about 45 minutes. And Cobraside Distribution, yeah, they are LA's wholesale vinyl distributor. And they sell to mom-and-pop shops and indie shops all across the country. And they have over 10,000 titles in stock. And that's the best place to find their records. And now they're supplying cassettes for Mystic Records. And the Grimm cassette is the first one to come out on cassette.
So glad to, you know, for the support, I'll tell you. Thanks to Doug for putting that out on cassette. I mean, that's just, you know, it's amazing. And he did our CD you know, a couple of years back, and we're glad to have that support as well. I mean, it's been wonderful. So,
That's right.
Let him know you appreciate it.
Yes, he does. He knows you guys appreciate it. And don't go away. I have a track to play here from Rick Agnew. I can't change the world.
Because, you know, some of the shows we play in L.A., you know, people have seen us a number of times maybe and things like that. But you get to Punk Rock Bowling and it's like, man, you better have packed the whole car full of merch because people are buying CDs and hats and T-shirts, and it was just, you know, it was kind of overwhelming. It was amazing.
I know, and I had a whole suitcase full of Grimm. Sorry about that. I had a whole suitcase full of books to give you, and I never did. But, you know, we should have also had the cassettes for the Grimm ships to the Golden Nugget where you were staying. We could have done that had we known that, you know, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, well, next time. I mean, we've played punk bowling twice now, and, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll invite us back again, you know. We always have a great time there, and we're going to be playing coming up on July 12th at the Surf Rodeo in Ventura. So if anybody's out that direction.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
You know, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Do they have a real rodeo?
Well, it's now they call it the Surf Rodeo because I guess the surfers wear like cowboy hats and stuff like that. And then they have a bikini contest. I mean, it's going to be on the beach. We're going to have a
beach
there.
Oh, on the beach.
Well,
oh, how fun. Oh,
yeah,
that
sounds
like a good time. That's July 12th?
Yeah, that's July 12th, and we're going to have, we'll be there with all the Nardcore people, man. And we
appreciate
what
beach are you going to be at?
Ventura
State Beach?
Yeah, it's in Ventura.
Okay. Oh, I love
that
beach. Everybody goes naked down there. Oh, no, that's County Line.
So.
Never mind. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I had a boyfriend years ago. We used to drive out there in his Woody station wagon, and when he went surfing, oh, yeah, he ripped it all off. That was funny.
So, yeah, it's on Ventura Beach. The address is 1175 South Seaward Avenue in Ventura, Surf Rodeo. And they've got a page on Facebook, too, by the way. Go ahead and like that page and follow the Grimm, if you will, on Facebook as well.
Well, I hope everybody heard that because I follow the Grimm, and I hope everybody else out there listening does too. And, well, I hate to say this, Bob, but we're about out of time. And I'd like to thank you for coming on the show. And, again,
it's always a pleasure.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, Bob. See ya. Party or go home.
Look, you want to save the world? You're the great humanitarian. Take the gun.
Freedom is on the march, straight out of our lives. In the name of homeland security, we're protecting for ourselves. Wonder why the world hates us, but we better stay the course. It don't matter right or wrong, always stick to your guns. I'm just playing the World War III. I'm just playing the World War III. We stick to our guns and right.
To thank you all for tuning in, and I'd like to thank you all for supporting the band, and get out there and party or go home.